Glacial Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Glacial Radio, episode 43.
43.
How's it going, man?
Yeah, man, really good.
Good, good. We've got some awesome tracks coming this week.
Oh, yeah, man.
A couple from that we posted on the Facebook, actually, previously, when we were sort of having a bit of a break. So what's up? What's your first one?
First one is a new track that was kindly given to us by Kaiser Wolf. And it's actually an unreleased track. I think it's an upcoming one off an EP called Sunspire. And I believe it's the 6-track EP. And this is one of the tracks that is called Flying Cars. So yeah, hit it off, man. Kaiser Wolf of the Flying Cars. Cheers for sending us that track. It's flipping amazing. Like me and Arcade have been listening to that like loads. It's just been non-stop listening.
Thick with two C's. It's really good. I love the whole like just really creamy bass and the sort of offset of the main like melodic note versus the bass. Just sounds really, really nice. Like really nice quality to it, and yeah. I like the whole spacey kind of theme as well.
Yeah, it's got a very old school, like the drum pattern reminds me a lot of like Massive Attack. Like there's not a lot of like rides or like high end. It's just enough sheen on the high end for the drums to like carry on, you know, with the flow. Yeah. But
and it's almost got a tribally like, sound as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got the like drum. Really nice like old school like early 2000s like Congo breaks. I want to call it a break, but I don't know if it may be individual hits, but like they're really like it really zests up the drums, even though it only comes in like now and again. It's like a really nice compliment to the track. So
yeah,
and like I said, the synth is like a really old like classic detuned pad style. It's like a really just wide, so wide, and then it you know, if you ever have like that kind of wide pad with bass, it's always just like a really good mix together.
Yeah, it's funny because it's almost like heavy, and when it drops it's almost like whoa, you know,
yeah,
like powerful kind of thing. It's very good.
Yeah, It's got them like super like detuned keys like now and again. That's just some sort of like weird like oscillation of like slight detuning, so it comes in.
Yeah,
I really like that as well. Adds a little bit of a different, because sometimes when something is like too straight, like it's just that one note, you're like, you kind of like not get bored of it, but it's like not as interesting to the ears.
It's like just one sound. Yeah.
And I like it because it goes down just to the point where it's like it's a bit creepy, like the tone is creepy, not like it's a bad thing, like it's I'm assuming he did it on purpose, like to make it thing. yeah
gives it atmosphere.
So, yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
So, yeah, good stuff.
So second new track is Three Pence with Rinse Repeat, which is one that was posted on the Facebook a while ago by me, and it's a fairly new one from Three Pence. And it's so good. I've listened to this song constantly for a month now, sort of, you know, all the time. And it's got a really nice it's really weird when it first starts up. I wasn't really sure about it, and then just wait till it kicks in. Amazing track, so good. Really nice progression all the way through, and almost becomes like a, I don't know how to explain, like a rock song at the end, you know what I mean?
It sounds
brilliant. Love the drum pattern, the acidy bass when it first kicks in, it's like sounds really nice. Cuts through the mix just right, but doesn't like dampen anything else out, because often it's quite difficult when you're mixing like sample based stuff with, you know, or I don't know, like acoustic sounding sampled instruments with like an acid bass, it can just not mix very well. But it sounded great. But yeah, I've been listening to this song for ages, and it needed to be put into the show, basically.
Yeah,
so
it's got a very like twinkly part of the start, like the xylophone is really sharp. It sounds like what's it called, other than like acoustic modeled what's it called, like xylophone plugins, like it's not an actual, it doesn't sound like it's like an actual xylophone, it sounds too sharp. unless the microphone is like super close. But then normally it records like the little bit of the pre-swing and like the ambience as well on a xylophone. So that's what makes me think that. But it still sounds really sharp.
Down-tuned like massively, doesn't it? Like
As well, it kind of reminds me like the first. It also reminds me like a like an Apple advert or like a Microsoft advert, like a the new iPhone Touch or something. And it's just got like the little twinkly shit at the top. Like it just reminds me of that for some reason. Like
it sounds to me like the Star Wars Imperial March.
Yeah,
like it has actually it's the same notes. It's like that basically. So I guess that, because that gets stuck in my head, so I'm doing that along with it, like when I listen to the song. Yeah,
subconsciously like marching, like when you just listen to the headphones, I'm just like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah,
cool. It does have a like the snare pattern's really. It's got like marching, you know, that kind of marching band kind of.
Yeah, it takes a while for the full like snare to actually come in on the beat, but it just sounds really, really nice when it does.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
So, mix one.
Mix one. So we're going to start off with Andrew Apple Pie with Sleeping Beauty. Secondly, we're going to start off. We're going to continue with On Roll with Keep Your Head Up. This is off his new album Chino Series 3, which is the final in his trilogy that was released about a week or two ago. And the last one is ASO with Seasons. So hit it off, man.
Yeah.
So that last track was Acer with Seasons, and that's like a really, really relaxed track. Like the drums aren't like that compressed, and the bass line's like really nice and relaxed as well. Like everything's a little bit loose with the swing, but it all just like comes together like really nicely. Kind of reminds me of like autumn.
Very calming track. Makes me think of like being on a boat for some reason, you know, chilling in a river.
Yeah, it's very tranquil. Like the piano is really nice as well. It sounds like it's sampled, or it might be like a mixture of like he played it and then he sampled it, like kind of thing, maybe.
Yeah, because you can hear he definitely recorded a guitar on top. I don't know if that was him who played it, but very good.
And the piano progression of, you know, the 8 bars, like really nice. The little last little bit at the end makes it really nice. Really like that track. Second one is Omra with Keep Your Head Up, and that was a bit more of a like head pumping, just I don't know, drum smasher. Like the drums are really harsh on that one, and the samples are really compressed, so you have that like super high noise ceiling, so all the vinyl crackle just comes through super loud.
Yeah, it's very like Onra sound though, isn't it, that whole,
yeah, it's definitely part of his sound design, I guess. And the classic sample choice, he always picks those like those grunts, like it must be from sort of like some sort of like instructional karate or something like that, like, and it's just sampled like they go like, you know, and all the chants and stuff. It's really cool though. Like nice sample choice, and the bass is like
he sticks to his style, doesn't he? It's very he's just instantly recognizable as Onra, and it's all really good as well. He was actually playing recently. I missed the show, but he was playing up in Bristol a couple of months ago. Wish I'd gone see him actually. Yeah.
And the first track was Andrew Applepie with Sleeping Beauty, and I'm not actually sure if it's it's almost like it sounds like a band, like there's more than one person, it feels like, but I'm not actually sure. I can't confirm that. It's got like the reason I say it is because it's got like a like quite a nice indie vibe mixed with like a more electronic tinge, I guess.
Yeah, it was again, it's almost like the the Threepence track with mixing together like your acoustic sounds with electronic sounds, but in a really seamless way. It wasn't acid bass, but it was something else, like pad kind of sound on top that was like really instant, like recognizable as electronic with a lot of like acoustic instruments going on in the background, but it sort of molded together really nicely.
Yeah.
Rather than conflicting,
I feel like these kind of tracks is kind of like almost reminds me of like it feels like post indie. If that even a describable, like,
yeah, it could be.
Indie's almost like post rock, kind of like
it's kind of, well, indie's kind of in the mainstream's kind of dead now, isn't it? Like it's not really, because for a while, and sort of I guess 2005 to 2010 was like really big, wasn't it? You know, with like the Kaiser Chiefs.
I feel like I don't think it's dead necessarily. I think it's like reinvented itself. Like Machine, Morrissey. There's probably a bunch of other artists like that have a tinge of like the indie sound. It's just a bit more evolved.
I don't think it's dead in terms of like it being currently made by people. I think it's dead in the mainstream. Like in terms of what the big bands that people are listening to, like what the massive styles are. It's not. It's nothing like it was before 2010, because it was indie, then came dubstep, and now it's all this EDM stuff. And even now, it's not really EDM anymore. It's trap, isn't it? I guess. Still.
Yeah, but I guess that's like what's it called? It's just thrown in the same bucket as EDM, isn't it? Almost.
There's
different versions of trap where it's like EDM trap, where it's just, you know, sculpty lasers and stuff.
So hopefully we'll get sort of some of this weird post indie stuff being mixed with hip hop. I could happily enjoy some of that.
Cool. The cool thing about it, it's got like a really like almost it kind of reminded me of like Gorillaz, like that this like almost like dark, empty. It just reminds me of like a cold day, and you just go into like the chippy, and it's like you're just getting like some nasty chips, but you're in anyway because you're really hungry and just like eating in the cold. And it's just all gloomy and shit, like just typical British. I don't know, it's just the typical British scenario, but it just, I don't know, for some reason.
Yeah, indie makes me think of that, definitely that kind of grim sort of like British cold.
But for some reason, like inside, you're actually enjoying it, like, you know, inside your coat while you're walking, you're like, oh yeah, I actually like these soggy chips. I don't know. Mate, I don't know. It's like, yeah. I don't know. It does remind me of something like that, though.
Cool.
Second mix.
So we got some cool tracks coming up. We've got Boztown with The One, DJ Bosworth with Understand, and Bureaucratic with Dead Cat in the Parking Lot.
That song name.
Yeah, it's actually a really, really cool track. Let's take a listen. Okay, so that was Dead Cat in the Parking Lot by Bureaucratic. Not giving me images of dead cats in parking lots, but still, sounds really cool. Really nice, like, tinny electronic telephone thing going over the top. Sounds really cool. And the guitar sample is just... is it a sample? Who knows? It sounds really nice, though. It's just a really nice sort of, like, pacing. The whole tune's, like, very, like, calm and relaxed. The second track was DJ Buzzword with Understand.
Yeah.
Which is a very, like, I don't know how to explain that song. Just very, like, almost orchestral sounding, I guess, in a way, but not losing any of the style of hip-hop in general. And the drums are really nice. I think you said one of the samples was stretched very, like, you could tell it was very stretched out.
Yeah, yeah, super. Like, it was, you could tell with the, like, you can tell all the high ends, like, destroyed or gone. Maybe used a filter as well, but I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, interesting, and it sounds pretty cool nonetheless. And the first track in Buzztown, the one with the cool, you know, trumpet or whatever it was, sounds the horn, which it sounded like an ear fucking sound.
The comedy
like,
horns, yeah.
Yeah, almost. I didn't really hear that before. I guess I wasn't focused on that part of the track until you mentioned it. But yeah, it sounds. It's still really cool. I love the whole. The sounds really full sound for that track. Buzztown's from the label D-Law & Co, which I think most of my tracks this week are from that label. You'll be hearing more of that in the coming weeks, because they're releasing a few new EPs. So Moderator, the track we played in week one, he's going to be releasing his whole album, so I'm sure we'll play some more stuff from him.
Oh, wicked.
And it's a couple of other artists on there that sound really cool that we found recently, so
yeah,
awesome.
What's that,
so mix three. Oh,
just right. Before that, was that a Bureaucratic track, like a free track or something that you released?
No, that was part of an EP, not the last EP, the EP before.
It just sounds like a throwaway track to me. Like, it's not much effort put in. It's just what it sounds like. There's not much effort put into it. Like, it just sounds like a drum beat and like some guitar.
It's a very short one on the album, definitely. Okay. It's not like one of the longer ones, but
because some of his other stuff is like really fleshed out. Like, it's got so much stuff going on, and then this is just like it sounds
it's
like
very different
from
a Bureaucratic track.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, so mix three.
Yeah, mix three. We're going to start off with Tramvay with Winter. That's off one of his latest EPs he released, free download. Second one is Flowfills with No Mind. And the third track is Monomassive and Philanthropy with Reminisce. So yeah, hit off, man.
This is the way.
right. Yeah, so that last track was Mono Massive and Philanthropy with Reminisce. Really, like, I guess this whole mix in general has a very, like, relaxed and chilled vibe.
Yeah, I got that last track, though. Definitely favourite of the week. so nice sounding, like... I've not heard them... have we had a collab between Philanthropy and Mono Massive before?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe one or two tracks in the past. I think one of them was like a collab they did like ages and ages ago, and then the other two, I think, are off the same album that they both did together.
Okay, well, I need to download that album.
Yeah, definitely.
It's bloody good.
Each of the tracks had the... Well, even the first mix, it kind of had a... like a seasonal feel. Maybe it's because like the change of the seasons or something. I don't know. I just really felt these tunes like fit the theme that I had in my head at the time I was mixing them. I was like, oh yeah, okay, this is vibing. I'm really like getting off, you know, enjoying
it's
this.
Funny that the first track is called Winter as well, because that's not really the vibe, is it? That we're getting from all this, like the transfer of winter to spring.
So, but even though it's the opposite, yeah, but it's still that was the theme. And then, you know, I don't, you know, I want winter to go. Like, this is, it's gone. Your time's over, you know. Come on, son. But
come on, son.
It kind of reminds me of like if there was like a Disney movie and like, well, I don't know, have they done a Disney movie about like Santa and stuff, like an animated one?
Don't know.
The second maybe. Track especially reminds me of like it's just like an old man who is like Santa in disguise, like just walking to like the, like walking down the shop and then like just, I don't know, buying some sweets for some kids or something, like, you know, some jolly stuff, like. I don't know why, just like,
don't do that. Oh. Going down the shop and buying some sweets for some kids
in an innocent way, of course.
That track actually, the bell sound in that track always reminds me of penguins for some reason. Like whenever I hear those like ding 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 penguins, it makes me think of Wallace and Gromit in the Wrong Trousers, and there's that always a scene where the penguins, like, you know, scarily walking around in the background or something like that, and you hear those dinging bells. I don't know, it's just creepy sounding. It's funny, but it works really well in this track. But I just can't get penguins out of my head, like that stupid penguin from that film. Yeah, it was a really good mix.
All right, awesome. All right, what we got for the fourth mix then?
Fourth and final mix, we got Devaloop and Fitz and Sup with Sacrifice, and then we've got another Mono Massive track, but him on his own this time, with Attila. And Figa Brazlevic with Father and Son. Ooh. That's how to say it. Sorry if I completely butchered the name, but yeah, here we go.
I don't wanna be the one.
So that was Figure Brazlevic with Father and Son, which is a really cool jazzy electronic track. Kind of gave me like vibes of Tennyson without the, you know, stuff going on. But yeah, so that was a really good track. And then second track was Mono Massive with Attila, which is like I haven't really heard much of Mono Massive besides the stuff we played on the show, so I definitely need to download more. But basically, he's done this, like, I guess it's not overly compressed, just really clean, crisp sounding drums. I guess that's probably a feature of his. And I love the vocal sample inside that track. I thought it sounded really, really nice.
Yeah.
Nice breaks, and like there's a good breakdown in the track where it all goes quiet for a while, and yeah, just a nice like progression in the song.
What did the vocals say?
The one, I think.
One.
But it's like it gets like cut into sections, sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's like it's cutting off, and then you got Devaloop and Fits and Sup with Sacrifice, and that's a lot more vocal based, that whole track, and it gave me like cognitive kind of sounds. I love the main feature of some of these tracks is the vocals, so it kind of becomes just an instrument rather than just all about, you know. It's not about what's being said, it's just about the tone that is being said in, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's all about trying to find those, normally when artists try and make these kind of tracks, it's all about trying to find the excerpts where there's no vocals or any other weird like stuff going on that's unsampleable, you know, in quotes.
Yeah.
But like they just say, screw all the rules, like I'll take that bit even because it's just because it's got a nice back bit as well, and even the vocal sounds cool, and then just flip it. So I do like both approaches. I guess obviously the first one is a bit more reusable because you can, like, for example, reuse the drums on their own and then recontextualize them completely. But with the vocal, it's a little bit harder. I'm not saying it's impossible, but if it's, you know, if it's got nested instruments, it's a bit more difficult to completely flip it without it sounding a bit weird.
So, yeah, it has to fit in a specific style otherwise.
Mm.
But yeah, awesome. So those are the mixes. Good mixes this week. I was pretty happy, and I think it sounded really cool.
Yeah.
What are the classics I've got now?
Classics. Okay, so this is about 10 months old, and it's a guy called Sugiwa, and the tune's called Cute, and it's like it's kind of like the, how can I describe it? Like the popcorny, like Foley sound of like Tennyson kind of, and Sorrow and Gallimatias. But it's not like over exaggerated, it's quite a constant thing. It's not like all over the place, like in evolving.
Understated.
Yeah. It's kind of just an element that continues throughout the track. Okay. And it's got like this really awesome, I won't describe the rest because I'm spoiling it, but it's like a very minimal track, and yeah, enjoy. Thank you. right, yeah, so that was the amazing minimalness of Sugiwa with Cute. I just love the snare. Almost reminds me of like a really old resampled like floppy disk sized sample of like a someone clicking on a mouse.
Yeah,
like, like that kind of sound, like for like really like massively bit crushed,
like an old
really cool.
Mouse as well.
Yeah, yeah.
it's really like really cool sound.
Yeah, yeah, and I love the roads. Like you don't normally hear roads that are like either full or like just really shitty roads, just from like some default plugin that people use. But they somehow managed to get away with it sounding cool. And then there's like this one, which is like it sounds like it was almost made with like a really simple plugin. But like what they did was like each of the notes that were played is like it's kind of like a sine wave with like some sort of like ADSR envelopes. There's a little bit of release, so you hear that like kind of tail that you would normally hear in a Rhodes piano. And then it's got like maybe a tiny bit of vibrato and stuff, like just to make it sound a bit more.
Not too much though. Not the crazy like wow.
Just a bit gentle. Yeah. But it's a very like nicely mixed tune. Like the minimalness. There's a lot of space between that and I get. It sounds like it's almost a low pass, so you only get like maybe the second or third harmonic of that sine wave for each of the Rhodes. And then I think there's an actual Rhodes that comes in later on, and then like some weird plucky instrument. So you can definitely hear the contrast, in quality. Well, yeah, I want to say quality, but like sound quality, shall I say? Like it's a lot more realistic interpretation of Rhodes in the second part, and then it's got that like weird plucky thing. And I want to say it's acoustic modeling again, but I don't think it is. It's probably just like a synth with like a really like harsh pitch envelope. So it makes that pluck basically.
Yeah, it sounded very organic though.
That's the bit that makes me think, is it a modelled version of it?
Well, I guess it's, if someone is if you're made to think that and it's not, that's they've achieved the goal, I guess.
Yeah, you've been deceived. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is the intent. So good stuff. I really like it. Awesome. And all of this stuff is like that kind of style, so definitely check it out.
Really good. Awesome. Right, so before we talk about last track, just wanted to thank everyone for listening and all that.
Yep.
And make sure to check us out on Facebook and SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Hear This At, etc. And someone has been in contact with us. You know, we got contacted by someone who knows Kaiser Wolf. So anyone else who wants to send their stuff, we do get it, and if we like it, we do play it on the show. So definitely shoot us an email. All the details are on our Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so last track is it's an old one by Ray and Christian, and they are actually like a really like big group that you probably haven't have heard of. So this track was quite big. But they've had they've done a lot of the sounds. A lot of remixes utilized by other artists like Natalie Imbruglia, Simply Red, Manic Street Peaches. They've all used like parts of the like tunes by Ray and Christian, and The Far Side as well, another like band we've played on the show before. And this track is called Spellbound, and it's from the album Northern Sulfuric Soul, which was released in 1998. So it has got that kind of old, you know, breakbeat, jungle, soul, hip-hop vibe that was big in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And amazing vocalist called, what's her name? Viva, I think.
Yeah, Viva, yeah. I've never heard of her,
She was enlisted by those guys to like for that album, because they had released an album or an EP before that under a different name, and they wanted to get a good singer in basically to add like what they called a more diverse flavor to their sound. I like the bullshit bingo words that they use. It's quite funny, but
bullshit bingo.
Not just them, like everyone else uses it, don't they? Like when they try and talk about a lot of their music. But if you don't like it, that kind of language, you probably stop listening like in the first episode of this show. So you know, but it's. It's a really cool track, and it definitely goes back to what I guess like trip hop was at that stage. So yeah,
I love the flutes in this song. They're flipping amazing, man.
Yeah.
And the vocalist itself is like, she's got like a really like controlled yet it's like that just bordering on like croaky style, like, you know, that the level of emphasis in her voice is like very like tightly controlled between those two fine lines. I really enjoy like that kind of voice. It's very unique.
That's great. So enjoy it, and we'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Peace.
What you do?